Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am for the Bruins 100%.
That's some good percentages, though.
You never, ever, ever upset a guy like Williams.
So scary.
He in that dressing room, he's got them wired. You can't believe.
Bruce, at this point, is there really much left to say to the players?
There's no rah-rah speeches here.
The more you hang around, the more you believe.
Let me write that
you
down.
Can hang around.
Yes!
This Chavis kid, too early to get excited about him.
Chavis the hero, and the Red Sox win it 6-5.
Woo, Red Sox!
It was in Mexico.
Adios! Adios!
48 was gone. I like the way you keep notes on where all the songs.
We think Sean McVay has a good memory?
Right now.
Now this is Radio Fireworks.
Yeah. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Big night. Could be the finals game of the hurricane season. Have they picked out the siren sounder for tonight's game?
You know,
the siren
not
sounder?
Sure.
Big, big name celebrity.
Cam Newton?
Good one.
That'd
good
be good.
One. Good one.
Isn't he still injured? Isn't he recovering from
what? Who would they want? I mean, on the final game for them, like, who would they want to represent themselves?
Somebody who's dead?
Yeah, this
close
would be,
to death?
It's going to get ugly.
I do have some program notes real
What's
quick.
What's the matter? What is the program?
I am doing the show today in protest.
Why?
Because I feel there is a wrong that has been applied to me,
please.
And I would like to talk about it before the tension gets a little too thick for all of us.
Don't you think people are...
bail out of it. Like, nobody's talking to you, okay?
Someone,
shut the hell up.
Someone's upset he lost.
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with losing, Lou. I'm okay losing.
Yes, you
know I'm okay
not.
With losing. What I don't like is when people cheat.
What do you mean
rules.
Cheat?
Who cheated? When people... Here's the deal. Your topic, okay?
What's wrong
you
with my
call
topic?
It, okay? Is
you, will you explain
Dustin
what the hell you're
Pedroia
talking about?
Dustin needs to retire. We have a segment that we do now.
Thank
it's called
you.
Yes. Call It. We do it at 4:30.
Yes.
Okay, we're all three of us have to come up with the topic. Okay, not a sports topic.
Well, it's
okay,
not.
It's supposed to be something different that or unique or odd, whatever.
Sports show.
And we're all supposed to, shut up.
Sports station.
Shut up, okay? Nobody's talking to you, okay? You and the thing is that you don't even try anyways.
What are you talking about? The
your
producers
stupid
put
topic.
In, that was
okay,
a sport.
Forget it. Here's the thing.
Go ahead. Go
you
sports,
can't
because I have
win.
An understanding of the rule.
You can't
but go ahead.
Win, okay? You cannot
what
use.
What if I can't win? Dust.
No, I'm not allowing you. For the record, you've won, okay? And but you should. I'm not allowing you to win. There's,
why not?
If you read,
he's a poor
if you
loser,
read
Lou.
The bylaws, page 2, section 3, paragraph 1, it clearly states
yes.
that during
I read
a
the
segment
rules.
Of You Call It, you cannot use a sports topic.
No.
Why
I,
would we use You Call It, Dustin Pedroia?
As I understood
we would
it.
Use that during the show.
It's the reason why I threw out Dustin Pedroia and the whole Chavis connection. Because my understanding, it was supposed to throw out topics that we won't discuss on the radio show.
Okay, well, we will talk
like
about Chavis and Pedroia
no,
during the show.
Oh, no.
Why would we waste
the No, the bottom
it?
Line is that baseball is not discussed here.
The
so I thought
true.
That I thought
oh
that I would
Nobody
I thought that I would
about,
include
see,
a baseball topic.
Is this the Irish right baseball show?
It's not,
the
he's right
no,
about
it's not
this.
Kraft.
That's
not Kyrie.
Please.
It's not
oh,
the
do
Celtics.
Do we have to appease the baseball guy?
I thought that maybe I would mix in baseball
Oh, we talk baseball all the time.
When?
Just the other day.
We interview Okora.
And we leave.
And then we come out. We don't even play a sound. We just move on to Celtics.
Where will Kyrie end up?
So I thought I would change it up a little bit.
No, that is
and actually include a baseball topic.
Okay, so again, you tried to sneak
and by
the
votes,
to cheat the rules.
People
you tried
would like to discuss baseball.
The rules. You tried to circumvent the rules because Lou wasn't getting what he wanted. And here's a guy
no, it's
that's
okay.
done 50 hours of baseball
yeah.
in the last two nights. So I'm just going to call it fatigue. I'm gonna,
I do
you
a
know,
baseball
I'm not
show
call
on Monday nights. That's my week, Phil. I get it, but I thought a baseball topic.
Okay, well, I think the eyes have it, right?
Talking baseball.
Okay, we all say that he shouldn't
whoa, whoa,
win, right?
Whoa. I heard
so
one
the
eye.
Bylaws.
I didn't hear eyes.
<There's>
I heard an eye.
That is actually going to be the tiebreaker.
Yeah, try
thing.
That again. Try that again.
Okay.
Try
this. All those who think Lou should not be able to win.
I think it's a topic.
Say,
I heard one eye.
All the eyes.
So you don't think
eye.
I should win because it's not an off the top.
No, but why would we waste it? First of all, why would we waste that good topic Okay, for
now, that's a better point.
Okay, so we won't,
because I figured we would sit there and say we'll hit the Red Sox, we'll get to
my
the Red
topic,
Sox, and usually we don't at 6. So I figured at 4:30 at least we would lock in a topic.
Okay, let's my do this. Topic is better.
Okay, because okay, I'm jumping into this. Thing. Hold
nobody,
on,
nobody
I'm jumping
wants,
in.
Nobody, listen,
I'm
you're
jumping
not,
in.
You don't have a
shut
voice.
Shut his microphone off. I'm jumping into this thing, okay? Because here's what we'll do: because Lou's topic now,
and then Glenn jumps in
because Chavis has been really good, and people are all pissed off for some reason about Pedroia being around anywhere in the vicinity of Fenway Park. We're going to bring up his topic during part of the show.
Oh, sorry, Christian.
Even though you lost this week.
That's
fine.
Sweet.
You lost this week.
One.
Have I said you lost this week?
We're going to do it last
call. Lost.
Are we going to do it last call?
We're going to let him do his little thing.
During the show.
At 4:30 today during the program. But here's the gift.
What was your thing?
What you, my thing
something
is,
about change or something like that.
Change. It's a perfect you call it segment.
Should a human.
Something we've all dealt with. We've all been irritated about.
Shame.
Change shamers. I don't like change
homeless people.
Shamers.
He's going at homeless people today. You're attacking
like
homeless people.
But it happens with them too.
I do like that topic.
They're cooperating. I like the fact that you're joining
us. So we're going to let you do this.
I like
we're going to let you do this, but here's the new rule. I'm establishing the new rule, and I want to hear all the eyes. Okay, everybody's eye on this one. From now on, we're going to call this Christian's Dumb Call of the Week. Okay?
Christian's
and,
call.
And Lou and I are out.
You are not.
No, you do Christian. It every week, because this was always established so that you could say something stupid on the show.
Wait a second. So,
something
wait, hold
stupid.
On.
So we're going to let you say something
so
stupid
you guys got to
every Thursday.
Say, oh, how do we throw a bone to the little doggy over there?
Yes.
The little doggy.
Yes. Lou and I worked on that together.
Now you're starting to figure it out.
So that's what it is, right?
So Glenn and I are sitting there talking about topics, and you always come in and be like, hey, I don't know if you saw this or not. But I just went through this change shaming. I want to talk about this.
You see us rolling
hey,
our
you guys
eyes
about when you
helium
do this? Shortage?
I want to talk about helium sword. I want to talk about helium shots.
Remember the helium
in the pool?
We roll our eyes at you.
I want
good.
To talk about
fine.
Mother's Day.
It should be that way anyway.
So we'll just, you know
stupid
what? Christian calls it.
Fine.
Christian calls
it. Every
year,
your topic.
Every
Christian
Thursday.
Calls. I
yep.
call it. How
Christian,
about that?
You call it.
I call it.
You
call it. I get one segment ooh. A week.
Right. I call
exactly.
it.
Without
good.
Any interruption.
Good.
Without
one,
any.
One more than
on.
You need. But...
Without any involvement either. You want? I want
oh,
you to
good.
Sit
you
on
stand
the side.
On your own. You absolutely.
No. Well, you need to join in. That's the thing. That's what bugs me.
No,
about
I want to join in.
No, it's a group effort. I'm just coming up with
a topic. Lou and I are going out for sandwiches. 4:30 every Thursday.
This is what he does.
Are you
going to
tell us what it is beforehand?
Yes, I will tell you what it is beforehand. But here's what I want. This is what bugs me about Glenn. Glenn, if he doesn't like something, he's like a little baby. Yeah. He just won't even join in. He right. won't help out. Right. He just says, you know, it's a stupid idea. And he's like, he thinks he's so above it all that he just refuses to even comment.
Oh, please.
What I'm asking you to do.
You know how many times I give in to you with your stupid ass comments?
Stop being so insecure. Yeah. Stop being so sensitive.
Soapbox Glenn on the
okay?
issue.
Okay, and I
thank
want you
Mark.
Just to promise me. And I won't bug you anymore, okay? If you promise me that you'll join in and contribute.
It's a promise.
Okay? I won't ever come up with
so we'll do it Thursday.
Ever.
Started at 4:30 and we'll end it at like 4:33.
No.
What do you mean no?
No,
that's how
not
long do
happen.
You need?
At least 10 minutes.
Mm.
10 minutes.
What do you think, Lou? 10 minutes?
Hey, wait, the last
yeah,
topic
like
that we
that.
Have right,
yeah,
is led into the next
good.
Hour.
It's about as much time as what you give Lou with baseball every week. 10 minutes.
Oh, was that you were shaming fat people on airplanes?
Yeah, when we were shaming fat people on airplanes, that was
good. Going
at
fat people.
Yeah,
be careful.
With people right outside the
window. Fat people are people, too.
Oh, we could do.
Get suspended again.
We could do, you know, like sexaholics. Why that's such a myth and a made up disease.
I want to talk about why big people next to me, I got shared to see with. I get it.
A big dog.
All right, well, good. We've agreed.
So you get nervous when people come down the aisle and they've got one of those
please
extensions.
Don't sit next to me. Please
those
don't sit next
extensions,
to me.
Right? You get
oh,
a little nervous.
No, I do get nervous. Yeah. Make sure you sit in the ass.
Yeah, all you
want
to do is a
I'm
segment so you can beat people up. Today you want to beat people up and work like a Dunkin' Donuts.
Why
right? That's
wanna,
what you want to do.
Why would I want to beat people up that work at Dunkin' Donuts? Like, when have
well,
I
that's
ever...
the chain shame thing you want to talk
well,
about, right?
Well, they're one of the establishments that chain shame me.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you know what? And the funny thing is, I didn't even think about poor people.
No, you didn't.
Poor people?
No, you didn't.
Can you?
The homeless.
Okay, be honest.
Yeah,
but see,
be
that's
honest.
Different.
You're
though.
Walking down the street. There's a homeless guy sitting on the floor right there, right? Leaning up against a light post.
Right.
I guarantee you try not to make eye contact. Because you know if you make eye contact,
oh, I have to give money
like,
if I do
that. That's a commitment.
I feel bad.
How about the guys in the street that hold the signs?
I see that leaving Fenway.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, you think they're going to get Anthony Davis? I don't know.
Yeah. I want to give you something more valuable than money. It's dialogue. It's information.
If I was to ask you what Robert Kraft's being charged with, what would you say?
See, that's maybe what they need.
See, it's not human sex trafficking.
You don't get it. And you know what? He was set up. I told this to my friend, and we fought for an hour. He was set up. They set him up. They had cameras in there. You can't. It's your Fourth Amendment right.
See, you think just because these guys have a tin cup
the
that
constitution.
That they're
like
looking for
money on your tent right here. They can't do that. That's your home.
Perfect. See, there you go. Like, you don't like this? It's perfect.
So what do you do? You ignore the guy. You don't give him any money. You ignore the guy. At least I go over and have a conversation with him.
There's a guilt associated.
Maybe that's what he's looking
for,
a little conversation. Maybe it's not about cash. Maybe it's conversation.
So you think your comments and your conversation skills is so valuable that you don't need to give anybody any money. Like, what I'm giving you is more valuable
like
than anything
lessons.
You can learn in school.
No, that would be Dino.
Or in a book.
You know what they say?
That would be Dino.
Give him a fish or you can teach him to fish.
What?
You don't know that one?
Shut up.
I could actually see Dino doing that.
I have a question for you.
You don't need my money. Listen to my words instead.
Don't interrupt me. Shut up for 2 minutes.
If you are determined in life and you work towards your goals, you would get off the streets.
Yes, sir.
Like I had a problem. I was an alcoholic.
I had a home in Miramar, and now I live in Sarasota.
Yes. Drunk as can be.
And now look at me, alive and well and never interrupting any
balls.
That was your boy, too, right?
Oh, cool. My boy, I liked him.
All right, so,
all right, good.
So your topic wins at 4:30.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. I'm good.
That's it.
We'll hit my topic at 5:55 for last call. Right.
Last call. There it is. We usually like to have sound for last calls.
Your topic's coming a little bit earlier than that.
Oh,
first
is.
Hour.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to talk about
nice.
Dustin Pedroia.
I like the first thing. I did you a freaking favor, dude.
What was that?
Because this is a stupid topic for you call it. Like, why would you want to just only devote 10 minutes to something that needs at least an hour?
Because I'll take 10 minutes over nothing.
You're not thinking straight. Your problem is that you're working too much.
It's unbelievable.
I'll take 10 minutes over nothing.
You just won this thing. And we gave you your own segment. It's Christian's
still not
segment.
Happy.
You can go home and tell
still
the wife
happy.
And the kids. Hey, wife and kids, I have my own segment. You can do that, too.
Guess what, Kim? I'm moving up in the world.
There you go.
He gave me my own segment.
And instead, what are you doing? You're bitching at Lou.
Good point.
Even though you already won this little thing.
This is
today.
A good point.
You know?
I know.
So
you
just
know,
shut up and move
what?
On.
No one's
in life.
More happier than you are, by the way.
Why?
Because you, now you don't have to worry about it. You won't roll your eyes. You won't, moan
good.
And, and gripe about it. And then you also blame Tyler for your segment yesterday. You blame Tyler. You told Tyler today on the conference call, I didn't come up with that topic. You guys just made that up for me. We each sat there and you said, hey, I'll just say something about how I don't like Mother Nature. We said, okay. Way to be creative and think outside the box.
No, it was yesterday at Fenway Park. You're the last person.
Tyler, you're the last
person to talk about you saying something to Tyler. You are the last person.
Me and Christian
okay.
are best friends.
We're buddies now.
Yeah.
That's how friendship starts.
Didn't sound like it
there's
yesterday.
There's a lot of people that I have had issues with, and once we resolve those issues,
we're best friends. You have issues like every day.
Tyler and I are great.
You put this image on the radio.
I like
everybody.
I do.
I get along with everybody.
After a fight.
Jesus, you two were screaming at one another.
I'm done.
I started to get worried.
You wanted to kill Tyler yesterday.
That was my fault.
Tyler wanted to kill you.
It's always your fault. Tyler, don't you realize that?
Here's what I needed to do because you guys wouldn't
kill
do
the curtain
it.
Back.
Okay? Here's what I needed to do. Okay, I needed to challenge Tyler. I needed to see what he was made of, and he delivered. He fought back. He got angry, and then he wouldn't talk to me, and they said, just get out of here, man. He closed the door.
Was that before or after he quit?
No, he was pissed. So then I hugged it out with him like I always do.
Yeah, please.
And I called him later on, and on my ride home because I felt really guilty. Why do we have a conference call?
Tyler, he's a total fraud. Tyler, you finally found out. It took you a while. He's a total
fraud. That's not
true.
I'm as honest as the day.
Fraud, screams,
nice,
yells, and then
day.
When it's over, he goes,
I'm the only real person in this room right now.
No, you have to apologize every single time because you realize you were wrong.
That's wrong. You do not know how to do that.
I'm learning.
You do not have the
ability. Learning on the job.
It only took four months for our first fight, Christian, so we're good.
That's pretty
good. We're good. We're best friends now.
And how long did it took me, like 5 minutes to apologize?
Yes.
And then 10 minutes to really win you over, and then we're good.
Well, you did a minute the first time. The second time, you really did mean it.
I went deep. I knew you weren't 100% committed to liking
me. No, I thought it was good commitment, though. I liked it.
I went all in. I gave him a hug and everything.
Late, can't get into the damn park.
There was a lot of yelling and screaming. It was nice. I was talking about Kyrie.
We haven't had a fight in a long time.
He does. I worry about him. You know, I saw the Patrick Peterson thing today. I worry about the big fellow over here. You haven't seen he got hit for performance enhancing drugs. I just worry about you football players that later on in life you have road rage or producer rage.
That's
true.
That's true. You never know. See, Tyler gave me that look. He's like, oh my God. He kind of like, you know, is he kidding? Is he not kidding?
I still give you that look. I mean, you're screaming at him. I'm looking. I'm waiting for the smile. Go,
I almost did. To be honest, none of us are really sure at any given time.
I was waiting for the, ha, gotcha. I'm just messing with you.
I was too far into it.
And then it just kept going. I'm like, okay, this is okay. Okay. It took a turn.
Good.
All right, Bruins.
Let's talk sports.
All right, here we go.
I'm so jacked right now.
4:30.
Bruins.
We got you a little segment.
The Revolution.
Little Christian's little segment. So we call it Christian's
Little. And it's time
little,
to get down and do some sports.
Christian's Little Segment. Maybe we call it that.
I like that.
We have to redo all of the production work. We're going to start all over.
Yeah, I'm on it.
We're going to get to the Bruins. We're going to get to Tuukka Rask. We're going to get to Wick Grosbeck and some of the things that he had to say yesterday. And yes,
no.
Dustin Pedroia
no.
on the board
for
our number one. Get ready, Lou.
I'm excited.
Get your takes ready.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I didn't really get an explanation other than I guess there's a different set of rules for two different teams, so I'm sure they'll lose some sleep tonight after looking at it, but that's all I'm going to say about it.
Did you see a hand pass?
I said that's all I'm going to say about it.
Boy, the NHL is so good with their officiating. We bitch about the other sports.
Is there any
Alex
doubt?
Pietrangelo commenting on a hand pass last night.
So last night, obviously San Jose benefits from it. The obvious hand pass that apparently isn't reviewable. And they, you know, now San Jose goes up 2-1. St. Louis just takes it.
How was it? We had this argument.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
We had this argument a few weeks ago when the puck got caught up in the net and came back down.
Yeah.
And they said, it's not reviewable. How is it that we're finding out that in big, huge playoff games, so many things are not reviewable?
But
then you're
going to
get them wrong.
Isn't it just inevitable right now? We are going to have a New Orleans Saints-type situation in the Stanley Cup?
No question.
I mean, it's all going on now way too often.
Listen,
already here in the postseason, and Tuukka even said it, you know, they won that game. He's like, can you imagine if this was an overtime?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it was in the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Now you just hope that you're on the benefit of it. I don't know, but something is going to happen in the NHL. They will 100% change the review rules. They'll be able to review both of these plays because you can't end a season like this.
So I can't. If you look at San Jose right now, they have been the beneficiary of three of the most controversial calls that we've had in this year's playoffs. All, again, to their benefit. You may remember the Vegas was up 3-0 game 7 of their series against the Golden Knights. Remember that? And then they got that ridiculous 5-minute major called against Cody
Aitken. That was game 7, too, right?
That was game 7.
Wow.
It was midway in the third period.
Now, they gave up 4 goals.
A 3-0 lead.
But it should have been 1 goal and then a 2-minute, 1
correct.
Goal, and that's it. 3-1.
And they ended up winning it 5-4 in overtime. But it's amazing to me. The benefits that San Jose is getting. There was another case of an offside, and it was a goal that was negated. And again, benefit of San Jose. There's some, you know, god up there, the hockey god, apparently, who's looking down
really,
saying,
really,
oh, I like those Sharks.
Yeah, it really screwed
I
up
like
our my
sharks.
Whole, my master plan was Boston-Vegas.
Please, God.
That was the master plan.
Yeah.
And it got ruined.
By that, yeah.
And I would say, you know, so it's like when you think of hockey, they have four officials. As far as all the sports, well, I guess basketball. How many basketball have? What, 2 refs? 3 refs?
3.
What?
In a basketball game.
3.
They have 3.
4 in a hockey game.
Yeah.
But 2 of the linesmen.
Like yeah, it's still, though, there seems like there's a not a lot of ground or ice to cover, the amount of refs per player.
Their area they're looking.
You should be able to, you really should never, out of 4 guys, nobody sees it.
Nobody saw it.
So if that's the case, then exactly, I would like to know, what are you looking at?
We saw it. The audience saw it.
Well, it was pretty easy to see.
I'm saying just like Columbus Bruins. So let's just say you're sitting there and behind the play, there's like an awful slash and a dude is down on the ice and he ends up getting injured. And it is like nobody saw it. It was behind the play. You could sit there and say, yeah, because why? You know why? Because they usually follow in the puck or whatever in the offensive zone. How do you not follow the puck? Well, just like the Columbus one. You follow the puck. You see it hit the net. It came back. Ooh, blow it whistle. Blow it dead. How do you not follow the puck and not see the hand pass, the arm action? It wasn't a little tap. The arm wound up and just patted it in front of the net. How do you take your eyes off the puck?
Well, either a guy did not do what he was supposed to do, was not positioned properly, Lou, or it simply was a bad angle. But it's irrelevant that these guys didn't see it. It's very fixable. Well, you review those plays, especially in the playoffs. You review those plays. If they reviewed it and went to it, not only was it a hand pass, it was a hand pass right out into the slot so that one guy could pass it to another guy and get an easy goal in overtime and win game three.
Well, even,
simple solution. So review it.
Even with what happened with the Bruins, you would think that, okay, they would all kind of get together and let's all figure out what went wrong last week in all the games. Like, send out a tape. Listen, why did they miss this call? Well, nobody knew where the damn puck was.
Yeah, but
so let's make sure it doesn't happen again.
Okay, but we're expecting it happens often where guys are in a wrong position, bad position, and don't see it. I don't know why we're trying to blame it on the officials, other than you're probably correct. They probably should have been in a better position.
Who else would you blame it on?
Because there's a simple solution to solve this.
Oh, you're going
to
talk review?
We all saw it.
Okay.
Okay, that's the simple solution.
Okay, but that's...
New Jersey, you send it back to Toronto. Toronto, go look at it.
But it's unreviewable.
Boom.
So it's but it's unreviewable.
You change the rules.
Fine, but that doesn't help anybody
it'll
this
change.
Year.
No, but it'll
so
change.
So this year...
Oh, trust me. The NHL in the past, they've changed rules from game to game in the postseason.
Okay, but
they've changed them between periods.
Give me an example.
Just change it.
So they changed the rules between periods, Glenn.
It's a joke. I'm exaggerating.
Really? I couldn't tell.
I'm sure you'll be better in your little segment later on in the show.
See what he does? He doesn't like when he gives his own medicine.
But they have, over the years, changed rules from the postseason, roster rules and other things. They have done that.
Look it up.
In the playoffs.
Look it up.
I would like, give me one example when the NHL has changed the rules in the middle of the playoffs. I don't believe it for a second.
From the regular season of the playoffs, they've changed. We can look it up.
No. You said
during the playoffs. We'll find it for you.
You'll never find it. You know, you maybe I'll
work on your little chain shame. We'll get to it.
Moss, see if you can find it.
Figure your topic
out. But the bottom line in this one, it's simple. Next year, in the offseason, if they don't make these plays reviewable, then shame on them.
This should be... What do you call it? Reviewable.
Thank you, Grapes. Thank you.
Thank you. They should be. Everything. The whole thing with review is stupid. I mean, the whole thing is dumb. They opened up the can of worms years ago, and this is reviewable. Only impact plays. Okay. Like pass interference in the AFC title game? That's not an impact play. How about the puck going off the net and they scoring? No, not that big. How about, overtime in game three of the freaking Western Conference Finals? Are we doing it for impact plays, wins and losses? Why can't you review these things?
Should be able to. What pisses me off is the knuckleheads who tell us that this video review has destroyed sports and we need to go back to the old days where they got it wrong
nuts.
All the time. That is the dumbest thing statement you can make. So we now have all of this cutting-edge technology. Everything is in 4K. We can see everything down to a tiny little dot.
That would be dumb.
And we're going to go back to the 1950s when it was in black and white TV. Right, that's what we're going to do.
You're right.
How stupid
is
that? So we now have the technology. Let's clear it up so that we get it right and we don't screw it up.
Let's go back to 1955.
Exactly. That was wrong last time.
See, here's the thing.
That was wrong.
I mean, there's this resistance to technology and innovation that is just weird to me. So I would say, I get it. There's a lot going on. And luck would have it or chance. Everybody misses the play. It happens. But people who are watching the game, the announcers who have like 10 producers saying, hey, listen, that's wrong. Why can't there be one ref dedicated to each game, especially in the playoffs, just in case they miss it. You know what? Stop it. Red light goes on. Okay, that's wrong.
Seems
you guys
simple.
Screwed it up. It doesn't mean we don't trust you. It doesn't mean that we don't think that you're not doing a good job, but you're human.
I like the way you make human. The guy on the ice feel
yeah,
better.
Yeah, listen, no. Hold on. You're doing a great job. This camera.
No,
you guys.
No, you're not.
You're good. No,
that's
don't
why
cry.
We need that guy.
Don't cry. No, you still got your job. You know, why do they make it so difficult? And it's really in every single sport. It's in football. You saw what happened to the Saints. It's so easy to fix, but they usually don't figure it out or change it until 3 years later. Like a rule like that, the NFL, everything should be reviewable. Bill has been talking about this forever.
All right, you ready for some Red Sox talk?
Ready? I personally am so dialed in.
Oh, wait a minute.
I can't believe it. I got my wish. You know, what I love more than anything?
I don't believe them.
You know what I love more than anything? I got two of my wishes came true. Back-to-back nights.
What is that?
Extra baseball. Extra innings. Free baseball. They call it free baseball, right? Because it's only supposed to go 9 innings. So if it goes more, it's like it's free money.
You know what's funny?
I'm so excited.
You know what's funny?
Fourier, I think he does a great job talking about the Red Sox.
I love it when we go over to Fenway Park on Wednesday, and the first thing Lou has to do is he has to crawl out on the field. He has to smell the grass, and pick up a little piece of it and whatever. And this guy over here is sitting here going in the men's room going, what a bleep hole. This place is a complete
Fenway Park.
God, the smell.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, I like it.
You have different perspective. It's the same place. And each one of you have a totally different perspective.
Yeah, some people appreciate things.
He's a new kid in the block.
Something smells funny.
And everybody loves the new kid in the block. But guess what? The older guy, he's taking a lot of heat. People are starting to, you know, think about maybe trying to get rid of him. We'll get into it.
Like you.
Coming up next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Swinging a ground ball up the middle into center field. Bogarts will be waved home. Dahl comes up throwing. It is nowhere close. Bogarts scores. Chavis the hero. And the Red Sox win it 6-5.
Oh, that was quick. Bettis, thank you.
He's the new kid on the block. Michael Chavis. People love him. He hits balls 440 feet. Whammo. He hits foul balls. They call him fair. He can do whatever he wants. And last night, a little single up the middle, and they walk it off last night.
That was beautiful. It was quick.
Kids love him.
Bettis came in. It was a first pitch double by Bogarts. Ball four. Or whatever. Yeah, the first pitch knock. It was two pitches. Kid came in for two pitches. I needed that at that point, by the way. I like free baseball, but not back-to-back nights.
Were you falling asleep?
Thank you.
Falling asleep at that point?
No, I was okay. Yeah,
you're okay?
I mean, I was good. That
drive
was good.
Home a little shaky.
I was good.
So,
that was quick.
So I think this is adding to the whole Dustin Pedroia dilemma. They stopped his rehab the other day because apparently he had some soreness in the knee, and you expect it. It's cartilage on cartilage, right? I mean, there's nothing there, right?
And his 20 days are up, I think, tomorrow. So they needed to extend it. So you need a setback in order to do that.
So Angry Lou has got a little pissed off in the back rooms here. He hasn't done it yet on the air because Christian won't let him talk baseball. So we're giving him the opportunity here.
Turn like your own little segment.
If people want to run,
nice.
people want to run.
Call it the baseball show.
People
you guys can
run,
join in.
Lou, the floor is yours.
People want to run Little Petey out of town. Have you noticed that? He's got 3 years left in his deal.
I do. And I see it every time Chavis does well, and the kid is raking. And I tell you, he's looked a lot better at second base. He looks more comfortable there. But I feel like people just don't get it. Like, they don't get it. Like, Petey's not going to come back and take the job from Michael Chavis. It's not going to happen. I don't know if Pedroia's ever going to come back, but they got to get rid of him. He's just retired. I'm tired of. What are you tired of? A kid rehabbing behind the scenes for the last 2 years? I don't know if he's ever going to come back. He's not. How's he? He's affecting the roster. How's he doing that? They still allowed to have 25 guys. They got 39, I think, on the 40 man. Well, they might have added one more. They can just 60-day DL him retro. It's no big deal for that either.
IL, please.
IL, whatever.
Thank you.
But what is the rush for him to just retire? All right, what if they work out some agreement money-wise? He's not going to maybe get all of it, but he's going to get most of it. They're still going to pay him. How does that help? He's going to just retire and give up on $50 million? Why do you want him while he's rehabbing his knee, trying to get back in the field to play baseball again? Why do people want him to just go away and retire?
Because if he comes back, they think Chavis is going to be gone.
They're
He's
scared.
Not.
They think, okay, well, you just asked me why they want him. It's like Pedroia's a threat now. Pedroia, if he comes back, because Chavis has been playing second, that, of course, Pedroia is the veteran, the older guy, you know, the dirt dog. He's obviously going to want his job back. And they're obviously, and then there's a relationship with Cora. I mean, it's like he owes him. So I think people think that if he comes back, that somehow Chavis will either get off his role or they'll put him someplace where he doesn't belong or he just won't play anymore, which I don't think is the case, period. I mean, they will find a position for him. They will find a role for him. There's no way you're taking that guy out of the lineup. But I do think that there's this fear that, like, that's Pedroia's job. I don't care who's doing it. I don't know. I don't care how many fill-in guys are taking it for the day. When he is healthy, he's taking his job back. And so far, I mean, the you know, history says that's probably what will happen if he's healthy. If he's healthy in a month, do you think he takes his job back?
This is the other situation. No, I don't. I think if Chavis is still hitting, do we know what Michael Chavis is right now?
No, and I'm not ready to anoint him.
I'm just saying, going into this year, did you know what Rafael Devers was coming into this year?
I have a better idea than I did Michael Chavis now.
About April 1st, if I said, what's Rafael Devers, did you know?
Not really.
Right,
you saw him
for a year and a half. And you didn't know. What's Andrew Benintendi? Do we know what he is?
No, actually.
We've seen him for almost 3 years.
Underperforming right now.
But
I thought he'd be better than him.
Yeah, in a month and a half, we already know what this kid is. I love his approach to the plate. Like, he takes chances. He's good discipline in the strike zone. If you make a mistake, he makes you pay. So I love everything. Everything I see tells me this kid can hit in the big leagues. I still don't know. Is he Jacoby Ellsbury? Will he be hurt in a month? I don't know. I haven't seen him for a month and a half.
Aren't you a little bit...
Does he get hurt a lot? I have no clue. So I'll answer your question. What happens if Pedroia comes back in a month? What if Benintendi goes down?
Well, you're asking a question with a question, so...
No, what happens if Rafael Devers gets hurt? Should we shut Pedroia's rehab down? Or how about if Pedroia can play in a month and Devers goes down and Chavis plays third?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Chavis is going anywhere. I don't think Chavis is going anywhere, but I do believe that if Pedroia is healthy in a week, if he's 100%, he will end up being in the lineup,
sporadically,
until he builds up some stamina.
Here's the thing.
Every time he gets hurt and he comes back, they throw him right into the lineup.
My thing is that there's like a 90% chance he never plays baseball again. Okay, I know that. And even if he physically can play, he might never be anything, right? I don't know. Maybe he can't hit anymore. I have no clue. But what if in a month he actually feels like he can play and he's played every day down there for like 2 or 3 weeks and Jackie's hitting .120? Would you rather have Pedroia at second or Jackie Bradley in center field?
I think it's a great question.
Because Chavis can go to left. Benintendi can go to center. So I just don't get it. People aren't thinking.
I saw you tweeting this out and talking about how people just don't get
it. He's getting pissed at people.
Because like I said, I think people believe that if it's almost like Pedroia is Drew Bledsoe and Chavis is now the young Tom Brady, right? And like, God forbid, don't put him back in.
Yeah, but what if Brady can also play? What if Bledsoe could have been your best tight end?
The thing is that it's a terrible analogy, but
as far as one
long-standing player for a team being overshadowed by a younger guy who got the benefit of an opportunity, because somebody else got hurt.
I would summarize it. 90% chance Pedroia never plays again. I have no clue. If he comes back, Chavis is staying in the lineup. I don't know what position that's going to be,
Though. I think you just made a lot of people feel better than Lou.
But no, I'm just saying, because
he's not going anywhere, even if he's healthy.
Because you're losing sight that in a month, if Pedroia is back, what if Moreland is hurt? And Pierce is hitting 100. And Pedroia is healthy. Would you rather have Pedroia at second and Chavis at first?
Yeah, but again, who's really coming out and yelling and screaming about getting rid of Pedroia?
Every fans are.
I'm telling you, man. Everybody.
Sox fan who's got like 10 followers.
I'm amazed. Yeah,
but Lou, you know, this everybody. Is, it's for a different reason.
I don't believe it until Pete Abraham tweets about it.
I don't give a damn about what they say on Twitter.
This is a new kid on the block. Everybody likes the fresh new kid, okay? They forget, by the way, that he was suspended for 80 games last year for PED. Okay, people forget about that.
Ruin the party.
No. I'm just saying, you've got to be suspicious. Okay, hopefully the kid learned his lesson, but you've got to be suspicious. And you know the other part of it. For some reason, they're making Pedroia the face of the bad Red Sox. That stuff from a couple years ago with the Baltimore Orioles.
Which
led to
And unfortunately for him, he was not part of that World Series championship team last year. He got a ring, but he wasn't part of it. There was no positive last year.
I understand. It's not That's me, it's it. Them is something that, you know, I told them flat out, you got to address it. And he said, it's not a big deal. It's only a big deal because you keep bringing it up.
Mm.
And I'm like,
right, what you guys want.
People don't forget.
No, not in this town.
That's probably the main reason why. People like have turned on Dustin Pedroia, Manny Machado thing.
Absolutely.
And it was bad luck. Bad luck. But if you'd address it, I tell you, that's all on John Farrell. That's all on pitching coach. Because he didn't want it to happen. And they put in the cold red. And he was pissed at it. Because they should have handled it properly. They should have handled it Friday night when it happened. They should have handled it on Saturday. But Stephen Wright was on the mound. Reliever should have handled it. Erod missed him. It should have been over. And Barnes went for his head.
We're well aware of that.
So that was handled... I mean, that was ridiculous how it went down. And no player wants to see anybody thrown at their head intentionally, on your team or not. He shouldn't have said what he said, but he was pissed at his own coaching staff.
Well, and he should have said something, or he should have had somebody else, another player, say something to defend him. I think he could have erased a lot of that if he had some moments last year in a 2018 championship season. Because he didn't, the last thing you remember is that.
Yeah. That's a good point.
He's had no positive since then.
Excellent.
Because there was nobody that was liked more than this kid in the first couple of years. Rookie of the year, MVP, undersized. Look what he does. Every single play, he's giving you 120%. I mean, everybody loved the way, and they should have, the way he played. And because of the way he played, that's why the body is totally broken down right now. So you almost feel bad. I do. For what's happened to him, but I think that's what it is.
It is.
With the Baltimore situation with Machado, people don't forget that, and he's unable to erase it and show the good sign of Dustin Pedroia because he wasn't here last year.
But it's just the facts, you know, and thinking it through about his possible return in rehab, and it's nothing to do with my relationship. It's not a good one with him. He doesn't like me.
You don't have great relationships.
I don't have a good relationship with him at all. I mean, it's
all those scrappy guys in this town.
But he doesn't. And it's a lot of it has to be because of that stuff and talking about it on the radio, which whatever, I'm fine with. So it's not like I'm kissing his ass. But the reality is, if I'm him, if I'm Alex Cora, I want him to continue to rehab because what else is he's not in anybody's way. Yeah, I don't want him to retire if I'm Dombrowski or Cora. I don't, but because I want him to try to be ready in a month. Or 3 weeks, or a month, because again, he's not. Chavis is not coming out of this lineup as long as he's keep hitting. He's not. But he could go to first if there's an injury. He could go to third if there's an injury. He could go to left if anyone gets hurt. If JD Martinez goes down, he could go to DH. So and Pedroia can go to second. So if Petey's healthy, would you rather have Pete in the lineup or Pierce DHing? You know, if Jackie's hit .110, would you rather have him in center or Benintendi, Chavis in the outfield, and Petey at second? So it's not about replacing Chavis. It's replacing someone who's hurt or someone on this roster who sucks right now.
Yeah, I don't know how he's hurting any of that. Matter of fact, I don't know about you. You're around more than we are. Are you hearing anything negative about his presence over there? I actually saw him a couple weeks ago working with Devers down at third base before
and
a game.
He's worked a lot with Chavis.
That's what I mean.
He credits him a lot with it. But
so how is that a negative thing? Around that ball club, if he's saying other stuff, he obviously knows where he is in his career right now. He knows he's not going to revive it and go out there and be a 150-game guy.
I try to, you know, tell people that the negative is gone. Okay, and that left with the sheriff, John Wayne, John Farrell. Like, that negative is gone. And there was a lot of animosity there with a lot of people with him. You know, everybody thought I was just picking on him, and that's not the case.
You want to focus on the negative.
It was reality and how that clubhouse felt and the change with Alex Cora. So... that negativity is gone. I think, yeah, he's not a negative on that team. He's not a negative leader. you know, a guy in that locker room that can help a lot of guys out. And if he tries to come back and it doesn't happen, so be it. If he comes back and it does happen, he could make your team better in some areas. Because you're taking somebody else out of the lineup, not Chavis, but maybe somebody else.
I will keep going back to that 1 year because I think you kind of hit on it. Even to the, you know, can I go now? You know, it's not me, it's them. You know, just the way Farrell was kind of running the team. It just, the way they ended the season, how they got bounced. He did kind of look like he was, you know, better than everybody else, a little arrogant, a delusional. Almost trying to throw one, trying to like convince everybody that there was nothing, there wasn't any problem, and he's handling it. And obviously, if he was, he did a terrible job of it. And if he was just lying, it was obvious too. So the best thing for him to do is to get his ass back on the field. Like if I'm him, if I know this is being said about me, I'm obviously a little uptight about it. That would be the one thing I would be begging to get on the field. But I can easily understand how people don't want him out there because they think Chavis is going to disappear. It's like there's no other position. Again, like get rid of Jackie Bradley Jr. If you're going to sit there and look at the top players, the guys that you would remove first out of everybody based on, you know, hitting, fielding, everything, personality, who would be first? If Pedroia comes back and one person has to go, who is that? Who would that be?
That would probably be Ryan Weber.
Don't know who he is, but exactly. Okay, great.
I mean, that would probably be Colton Brewer. They got eight guys.
One of the bullpen guys.
Well, yeah, that would be a good one idea. Of
the That's the problem. They carry an extra guy in the bullpen. But your point with Jackie Bradley Jr., I hate to tell you, if we go to the phone calls right now, they'll all want to get rid of Dustin Pedroia. That's where Lou's right. They won't want to get rid of Jackie Bradley Jr. And I said this in the offseason, so I'm not just speaking now. After the performance he had in the postseason, I would have traded his ass at that point because you were trading him as a high asset. He is what he is. He's shown it. He's 29 years old. But you know what the public loves about him? Because every once in a while, he gives you an unbelievable, entertaining play in center field.
How about
he's
that throw?
As good as you see.
How about that throw last night? Okay. Was he anywhere near home plate with that throw? I know he probably couldn't catch it. It was so... I was like, is he trying to throw it? But crappy on purpose.
But how about saving the home run the other night, going over the wall?
No, I know, but it's like...
He does that. It's all you have to do. Just give him a little
He's giving him a little, too, because even Cora said the other day how he's drawing walks. You know, he's doing a better job in the strike zone.
Pinch hit the other night and he got a walk.
Yeah, last night, you know, first at bat, rocket off the wall, and then a rocket to first base, and he struck out twice.
Got out.
So it's like, okay.
Tried to stretch that into a double.
Right.
It threw him out.
But it was the right call. It was two outs. So, I mean, it's two out of four times you hit the ball hard. I mean, that's the point we're at with him. Unfortunately, we've been like that for him for a while now in his career when he's getting a .170. Well, you know, he drew a walk and that was a good at bat and he hit that ball hard to right even though it was caught. I mean, this is where you are with him.
Stop it. He's 29 years old. He is what he is. And he will probably have a month in which people will call me up and say, I told you so. See Jackie Bradley Jr. Look at him now. Okay, maybe that'll be July. And then August, he'll bat a .115. This is what he is. And people have to understand it. But you're right, Christian. They are so protective of him.
Yeah.
And Pedroia, who's given you unbelievable years here in the past, okay? And he was well-loved in this town. For some reason, people have flipped so bad on that guy. It is incredible right now. He signed a contract, if you remember, long-term, that prevented him from going to free agency. You got a good deal at the time. You got the good deal when he was a hell of a performer. He got underpaid, and now you're overpaying him, obviously, because he can't go out there and perform.
Well, that contract, these people didn't give it to him. That really made no sense at the time. I think he had 2 years left in his deal.
He did.
Maybe even three, and they gave him a six-year
whatever.
I think
it was two.
So that made no sense. He's got about, I don't know, like $35 million left over 2.5 years.
Right. So he's got to collect the money.
Here's the area, and that maybe he's affected this team, and I wouldn't even say last offseason I would doubt them because they went into it last year with not knowing if he could play. And they got through it. They won a World Series. They traded for a defensive guy in Kinsler. Okay, this year maybe they thought he was closer to second, so they didn't address second base. That might be the area where you sit there and say, well, they never addressed it.
Right.
Next year, they'll address it. And honestly, because they didn't address it, you might be watching Chavis because if they did address it, maybe he's not up here. He's still in AAA.
All right, this portion of the program being brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lowell. Online, 495ram.com. So we asked the question, why do you want Dustin Pedroia out of town?
And nobody is willing to really criticize the guy who's playing center field that's batting about .140. We get to that in your phone calls coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.